More than $1 million. That's how much the Service Employees International Union has invested in trying to help Democrats win control of the Washington legislature this year. That makes the SEIU the single largest donor on the Democratic side. So what does the union want in return for its investment? Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports in collaboration with the Seattle Times.
If there's a messiah in Washington State's labor movement these days, it's a guy named David Rolfe.
Here's the deal. America was not always a low-wage nation.
That was Rolfe addressing Seattle's town hall earlier this year. He just published a book on the fight for a $15 an hour minimum wage. Rolfe has also partnered with billionaire Nick Hanauer to promote the concept of portable benefits for a 21st century workforce. But it's Rolfe's day job that makes him a power player in Washington politics. He's the president of SEIU 775. That's a union that represents some 43,000 home care workers in Washington.
It used to be considered sort of an invisible, paraprofessional, poverty-stricken workforce.
Not anymore. Let me give you a little history. Back in 2001, Washington voters approved an SEIU-funded initiative to allow home care workers to unionize. Since then, the union has won higher wages and recently even a retirement package. This summer, the union negotiated a new contract with the state to give home care workers a $15 an hour base wage by 2019. And that's where the 2016 elections start to factor in. You see, lawmakers still need to ratify and fund that contract.
What's at stake for home care and nursing home workers is whether some of the gains they've experienced over the last decade and a half are safe or at risk.
So why might they be at risk? Because for the first time in nearly 20 years, Republicans have a chance to take control of the Washington House. Rolfe doesn't want that to happen, out of concern that Republicans might not fund his members' new contract, but also because he views a Democratic House as a backstop now that the state Senate is in GOP hands.
It's always been able to prevent anything really bad from happening when it comes to workers' rights or worker benefits. At times, they've been able to help move the ball forward.
Now, so far this year, Rolfe's union, other SEIU locals, and the state council for SEIU have contributed nearly $600,000 to help House Democrats retain control. They've also contributed more than $300,000 to help Senate Democrats try to win back the majority. Republicans say if you want to see what concentrated influence looks like in Washington state, look no further than SEIU.
They have grown into a very large political powerhouse.
So that's Kevin Carnes. He heads the House Republicans' campaign efforts, and he insists that SEIU has a hidden agenda.
What they're really looking to do is buy a caucus and get an income tax. They're looking for outcomes.
An income tax? Well, in 2010, SEIU did back a failed initiative to enact an income tax on high earners in Washington. But SEIU's David Rolfe denies there's a secret plan with Democrats to institute a state income tax. He does, however, say there's a growing list of unmet needs, and the state should be looking for new sources of revenue, including a capital gains tax.
If there are revenue sources and the votes are there for them, then we ought to look at that.
Someone else who says there's no secret income tax plan? Democratic Speaker of the House Frank Chopp.
No way. In fact, the people of the state have also spoken very strongly against that particular idea, and that's simply not on the table anywhere in the legislature.
Chopp says there's another reason why his caucus is getting so much SEIU money.
We strongly support extending and expanding health care for people. That includes home care for the elderly and disabled in their homes so they don't have to go into a nursing home. We have a long history of that. The Republicans don't.
Now, SEIU home care workers have endorsed several individual Republican candidates this year and have a tradition of doing so, but Union President David Rolfe says the main focus this year is on electing what he calls pro-worker majorities in the state legislature. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.